Advent season, purpose in God. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, NIV. Advent season is celebrated in the fall for the month of December. It is a celebration of the birth of Jesus. This year, Advent starts December 1st, the fourth Sunday from Christmas, and concludes always on December 24th. This month, I will be blogging all things Jesus. When we read biblical stories, we should ask ourselves the following questions. Who are they? What can they represent? How is this biblical story relevant to my current life? These questions came from Pastor Darius Daniels. Every biblical story has the capacity to have a message that we need for our current life story. When we read the books of the Bible, we should know the following things. An example is the book of Matthew. The author is Matthew, also known as Levi in the other Gospels. Matthew was a tax collector. His profession was despised because they worked for the oppressive Roman government and they stole from the people. Matthew is proof that God can use anyone and he cares about the condition of our hearts. The audience is the Jewish people, and the purpose of the book of Matthew is to prove that Jesus is the Messiah. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 through 20, NIV. Who are they? What can they represent? Peter and Andrew are us. When Jesus calls them and they follow him, that represents us coming to faith and believing in Jesus. The results of their relationship with God are that God used their strengths for kingdom purpose. These men walked with Jesus daily. What did that look like? They were fed the word of God through parables. They watched Jesus teach, preach, and heal the sick. They watched him pray and fast. They watched Jesus glorify God the Father. By the end of their 3 years with Jesus, these men are responsible for how we know about God thousands of years later. What does that mean for our current life? Our lives should look the same. We should have a daily God space in our lives where we are reading the Word of God, praying, fasting, and worshiping God for ourselves, where we set aside an hour a day, where we are fed and healed, where our strengths are used for the kingdom.